Bill, what are the challenges of stopping the Patriots' running backs in the passing game? Obviously, they've had some success
doing that. Yeah, they have. They all have good quickness, real good speed, very smart players, good hands. They move them, you know, so sometimes they're out and empty. Sometimes they're in the backfield. Sometimes they're at number two. Sometimes they're in motion. I mean, you just have to know where they are, who they are, which ones are in the game. But it's a big challenge. It's definitely it's hard.
Speaking of the running backs, but all of their skill position players and even their linemen, the way that they've interchanged parts over the years, 15 years of sustained success, what do you try to take from that as a NFL case study of just a well run program?
Yeah, they just have a good process. They identify, they're all on the same page. You know, it all starts at the top with Bill, but then he's got, you know, Nick Caserio's been with him the whole time. Many of the coaches, Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, Dante Scarnecchia, basically been with him the whole time. They all know what they're looking for. Then you have guys, you know, scouts that have been there a long time. And look, at the end of the day, they've done a good job of making good decisions on players for the most part, just like all of us. You know, there's good and bad, but for the most part, they've obviously made good decisions. They got a great quarterback. They've got a good system in place, and they just do a good job. And I think that the way that they've been able to do it year after year with different players is a testament to Bill.
Alfred, how did he do this week? Do you think he'll be able to play on Sunday, or do you think more likely next week?
We're going to have to probably make a determination on that here pretty soon, Aaron, but I would say right now it'd be doubtful.
He had a relatively healthy week in practice, getting some guys back, especially from customers. I know some guys won't play, but what was it like to kind of have a full complement of players this week so you could actually, you know, run practice probably the way you want to?
Yeah, it was good to have two tight ends out there, that's for sure. You know, to have a couple tight ends and but, you know, we still have – it was good to get Davenport and Fuller work at tight end, Kyle Fuller, last week. Now we still have that option, too, if we need to go to it. And then, obviously, with Griff and Anderson back. So those things are good. You know, we signed, you know, Jonathan Banks and you know, we got Marcus Burley here. So we're looking at them at corner. And, you know, they look like they had a decent week. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, you know, we've had our share of injuries, just like every team. But we had a lot of guys back this week. It was good.
Well, earlier this week, Deontay said he was really excited that you were able to get him more carries this time around. What is your vision kind of for the running game? I know it's kind of went with one back for a while. Obviously, with Lamar, you have Deontay. But would it be more like what New England does, where they can really throw Gillis Lee or anyone else out there? Or would you like to have kind of a 1-2 punch? Or is it kind of really game by game?
You know, we have guys with different skill sets. You know, we have Tyler Irvin does different things. We use him in a lot of different places. You know, with some of the injuries that we've had at receiver, we've had to use him a little bit more at receiver at times. We have, like you said, Deontay and Lamar. Alfred's been out. Jay Prosh, the fullback. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the exact model that we try to get into. We want to. It's a lot of it's approached on a game-to-game basis, but you know, we try to look at the roster, what's available to us, and then we go do the best we can with the game plan to get those guys the ball.
Tom Brady told us that you're a very demanding coach, but he said he felt that pressure that you put on is critical to getting the best out of a player. When a player you have responds to that, what does that mean for you and for your relationship?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask the players that. I mean, I just think that coaching is about communication and teaching, like I said a couple of days ago. I think you have to teach it. You have to be able to answer the questions. And then the player has to be able to go out there and execute. You know, it's kind of a two-way street. That's why I think it's important that my coaching philosophy on that is, look, when it's not going well, it's the coach's fault. I mean, look, you got to coach the players better. That's why you have a C on your chest. It stands for coach. So. I think part of it, though, is, you know, it's the communication. You have to do a good job of communicating, and sometimes that means that, you know, hey, look, we have to have this here, or hey, look, that wasn't good enough. It's got to be like this, and here's a better way to learn it, a better way to teach it. So I think it's a two-way street on that.
Bill, we've talked before about just trying to be ready for anything and expecting different things that can happen and drilling it. When you guys go on the road, is there ever during the week in practice – moments where you guys simulate, what happens if Microsoft Surface tablets don't work, if our headsets don't work? Is that stuff that you guys try to prepare for?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, we do that all the time. We have, you know, I learned this early on in my pro career as an assistant coach. I remember we were in Seattle and it was pouring rain. I was at New England and the headsets went out and we had to go to a board because we had to use the wristband with the quarterback. But then the rain was washing the ink off the board. So we had to cover the board and then we had to cover his wristband because it was at that time it was 2008. It was Matt Castle. And I just, you know, that was something that Josh McDaniels was right on top of. And I learned a lot from that. And I think for us every week we try to simulate, you know, like you said, what's going to happen if in a TV game with all the wires and things, it's totally different than being out there with no one in the stadium. All the technology, they still haven't figured that out, you know, how to get the headsets to work correctly. They go out all the time. That happens for every team. And I think you have to have a plan for that. What is your plan on both sides of the ball? Defensively, it's a little easier because you can just signal it in. Offensively, sometimes there's a little bit more to the play call. So it goes to a wristband and you have to be able to get that wristband to the quarterback, a wristband number to the quarterback.